Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teaching. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey, and thank you for joining us tonight from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, to RAM Radio Live, the Biblical Alternative. On this October the 16th, no, it's not the 16th. This, yes, it is, 2008, the webcast. I'm so glad that you can join us for tonight's webcast. Thank you for joining me on RAM Radio Live. Mark Ramsey in the studio with me, John Tomlinson, special guest in the studio with me. Glad that we can talk with you wonderful people all over the country. In a world of professing Christians, you, that true believer, you've got to do something. You know what you got to do? You got to be classified as those who are justified in righteousness by your position in Christ. This divine absolutism must be affirmed by the standard of the Word of God alone. Into the Word speaks to these particular absolutes. This ministry, as any other true Christian ministry, must always look to God's Word as the highest standard that directs our lives. I can't attempt to minister to others unless I define who I am by what I believe as I stand to the Word. Mark, don't you remember the days of live radio on KKLA when we used to have the staff and I used to give that paragraph?
Yes.
And the guys always wanted me to stop saying that paragraph. They said, "Why do you say that every week? Why do you say that all the time?" Because I knew, Mark Ramsey, that there would be a danger when you change that theme. Once you stop depending upon the Word of God, then you have to start depending upon all of the other rigmarole to keep you going in your so-called biblical faith, which is no longer biblical faith. Well, this is not exactly hour number 20, ladies and gentlemen. It's hour number 19 and a half, something like that, 19 three quarters, 19th and four fifths, because I'm going to do hour number 20 of the marriage counseling maybe tonight at midnight, but I thought that I'd call this webcast for the sake of the children. In other words, here's the question of the day. After 19 hours of counseling and begging and testing the patience of the listening audience, I thought it only necessary to provide for you the most serious of all reasons for our contending for marriage from the basic of the Christian faith. And the reason that we should contend and fight for marriage is because of one element that we haven't talked about in the past 19 hours, and that element is the children. The Bible says that children are a heritage of the Lord. That's found in Psalm 127, verse 3. If we are to leave a true legacy, and if that legacy is going to be found anywhere, it's going to be found in the offspring, the children. In other words, what the child is supposed to be a conglomerate element of both the man and the woman. All that the man is, all that the woman is, morally, intellectually, socially, physically. And God forbid, most of our children are obese. Most of our children eat fast food. I couldn't believe it. I just saw two young men outside of my house, and they were not fat. They were normal-looking boys. They're eating the right kind of foods, but most children are obese. That's not the right legacy. We never had the day when I grew up as a guy when our children had to be put on a diet because they've blown up. You parents need to stop feeding your babies all that fattening foods. But not only is conception a major issue facing the church today, in other words, how can you leave a legacy for the children if you're not having children? Because many married couples are so concerned about making money, guys, that they aren't thinking about conceiving children. But conception is a major issue facing the church today. The fact that human life is indeed important is a question that we must address during this hour also. We must come to fully understand that parental roles and traditions and the passing on of that baton of the same thing is what constitutes a decent society. What I want you to think of is I want you to think of American society when there's no more dads. No more dads. That's why I asked John Tomlinson to set in. And John and Mark has gone through the tragedy of divorce. The tragedy. Neither of them wanted it. Neither of them pursued it. And neither of them had anything to do with it. But this is the perfect 19 and a half webcast to end up on, because, man, it would have been great if Mark had been married long enough to conceive a child and to have a little Ramsey running around.
Yeah.
You see, and John, you already had that. The boy was becoming you, and he was becoming integrated in the man that you were going to cause him to be. Ladies, I want you to listen to me. It's a dangerous thing when you have that element taking place through the legacy of a father and a man, and that is being ripped away from you. Now, you guys know me. I'm just not making up a piece of subject material for the flaunting of a particular idea. See, now y'all just heard all over the country. See, I'm in the middle of South Central Los Angeles, and that was a helicopter. Oh, Lord, now he's circling my neighborhood.
And we call it a ghetto bird.
And I just saw a black and white unit go by with lights flashing and shining. But we're going to do this webcast anyhow, because that's the way it is. And you know what? One of these days, we may be confronted with more than helicopters flying around and things like that. But this is the inner city, and we're in the middle of it, and welcome to the real world. I'm glad you two brothers is sitting up here in the Lucy Coleman studio with the windows open. They can see us doing radio, so if they start shooting, we're not going to dodge the bullets. We're just going to say, wait a minute.
This is a regular day for some people, so flashing lights and speeding cars and flying helicopters is a regular day.
Right, just a regular day in the city of La. So you guys know me. I'm not a sensationalist. But the question that will be asked of this 19th and three-quarter hour of marriage counseling is a simple one. What about the children? Those who we shall leave our wealth and our fortunes to. If you and mama don't make it, if it don't end up right, what about the babies? How are they going to make it? I mean, what about their lives? Are we concerned that they have a foundation of biblical principles? Or shall it be said that there is really no need to sustain values that were once held in high esteem? So that's what we're going to discuss tonight, as our main consideration will be for the sake of the children. All right, Mark, you just mentioned to the people that the copter flying around is the normative thing. For some, it's a normative thing. Now, you know, let's get real with it, because I think we have to do that. And John, you can chide in on this at any time. Raising children in the inner city when this kind of situation goes on, when you have helicopters going around. All right, what is the role of the parent now? The child obviously may become frightened by that and ask the question, why is the airship flying about 50 feet over our heads with light shining? What are you gonna say to these babies? Who is the one that is going to explain this dilemma? What would the mother do as opposed to what a father would say to the child?
If this is normative, then the kids already see this, and they've already been told that that's a helicopter, and that's the police, and they're looking for somebody in our neighborhood. So to live in an area that has this,
yes,
it doesn't need to be explained. But if you have friends coming over or relatives from another city coming to visit you, and they bring the little kids with them, and they go, well, why is that over here? Well, because the police have to search for somebody in our neighborhood.
Okay.
So it would be the dad who's telling the kids that's what this is, or the mom who can also disseminate information to the kids to let them know what's going on. First, to calm them down, to give them information.
Yes.
And to let them know everything's all right. Just right. Let it pass. It'll pass.
And you notice, for those of you that may not be African American that are listening to this broadcast, you notice how calm we are, because this is commonplace. We are living in terrible times. After this series ends in about 2 or 3 days, there will be a brand new series I was speaking with John about over dinner that I'm going to start, because we will be hearing more of this. There will be more of these helicopters and more of this kind of stuff going around as the economy gets worse, as people's lives get worse, as people don't know how to deal confrontationally with the things that are happening. But this is what the Bible says in Psalms chapter 127, verse 3. He says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And so what we find in this particular aspect is that it is a wonderful thing to have children. It's a wonderful thing to bear them. Comments, gentlemen, is it indeed a wonderful thing to have children? And why is it wonderful? John, why is it wonderful to be a parent? Talk to some of these young guys out there that feel like running from it, getting away from it.
We have to stop looking at children as being a liability, as a thing that's taking away from, but adding to. Children are, we're all children. So to say you're going to look at a child and have it as a negative connotation attached to it, why, if that happened to you, why haven't you now changed that mentality and said, now that's not something that's supposed to go on? The adoption rate, in Los Angeles County, in the city of Los Angeles, is 40% in the Compton area of South Central Los Angeles. That 60%, ladies and gentlemen, 60% of the children that are going to school are in a home other than their mother and father. They're being raised by relatives or adoptive people. 60%. Wow. And you wonder why this situation is like that. Why we have 2 million people incarcerated. Ladies and gentlemen, this needs to be explained. This needs to be understood. And we need to be loving our children.
And you know what? This is, you know what? I think that it's indicative that we're having this discussion with the copters going by. I just saw 5 black and white units with the lights flashing and them talking out of the bullhorns. When John and I were coming back from dinner tonight, those were youngsters down there. Those were youngsters.
They were down the street.
Where are their parents? Where are their parents? Where is the control of the youngsters? And that's why we have so many of them incarcerated now, because the parents have given up on their responsibility. The youngsters are wild. There's no control of it. And then when you live in the inner cities, it is no wonder that a lot of people, wait a minute, now, I guess, oh my God, I didn't want to get into this tonight. I didn't want to get into the politics, guys. I didn't want to get into that, but you got one political party saying that they want to throw a lot of money into this stuff. Give these people money. No, they don't need money. They need parents training them how they should live in a society and role modeling these things. Where are the parents? Something else that you guys may want to hear. Mark, someone came by my house today and had a petition, and I had to sign off on it because they're going to have on Tuesday, we're going to redo your house right down the street from me. So they're bringing the TV cameras and the trucks and everything, and in 7 days, they're going to refurbish one of my neighbor's house down the street, tear it up, and build it all up on the inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so you're going to have the TV cameras and everything else. But you know what? This is the kind of world we're living in. Everybody expects somebody to do something for them because they have a sad story. After the marriage situation, I will get into the politics, and I will get into why we ought not get into a socialistic mindset where we want people to do everything for us. That's why our children are footloose and fancy free and hog wild. So we don't view them as a heritage unto the Lord. Whose responsibility is it to put this in the child's head that they're a heritage?
both parents, both father and mother. Let me explain. Women, if the father wants to be involved with this child, please, under no circumstances, forget selfishness, forget your thoughts, forget your desires. Allow this man to be involved with his child. 70% of African-American households in the inner city are being raised by females only. How can a male child learn how to become a masculine male without a masculine man?
He can't do
that. It is impossible.
It is impossible, but then we have the factor, John. We have the factor of this woman had that baby by another man, not by you. And so she knew that the boy has never had a foundation with that kind of a male infrastructure. And so once you try to give the boy that, she's going to resent that because she may feel in some kind of a way that her jurisdiction or her control is being sapped away from her.
Well, if that's a fact and you're in the church, didn't you say God sent you this man? And if God sent you this man, aren't you pleased with God that he's now being injected with masculinity for his future? So he can critically think, so he can make decisions on how to operate in life by looking at this man operate through the decision-making process he goes through.
I've been saying for weeks on these webcasts that people lie, John. That they lie, that their lives are lies. They live a lie, they speak a lie, and then when you expect them to live up to the expectation of the Christian belief system, they have no idea what you're talking about, because consequently, they are used to living this lie out in their lives. What we have to do is, we as responsible adults, if we're going to continue the legacy of family, all right. One of the things that I was talking with John about, I'm going to put him on the spot. I said, John, they got a heck of a lot of boys clubs out there. Same thing for you, Mark. They got boys clubs out there in Pasadena where you live. Things like that. Volunteer situations. John would, he would care for the married home thing other than the mentoring that is out there for the youngster, because I believe that some mentoring needs to take place with our young men. Why aren't men willing to mentor some other man's son?
What Pastor John doesn't know is I've already been doing that out of the Compton College.